Blog Talk Radio.
This is a message from the CDC. Travel increases your chance of getting and spreading COVID-19. Take steps to protect yourself and others. Wear a mask that completely covers your nose and mouth. Masks are required on planes, buses, trains, and other forms of public transportation traveling into, within, or outside of the U.S. and in U.S. transportation hubs such as airports and stations. Stay at least 6 feet away from others. Wash your hands often and watch for symptoms of COVID-19. Visit cdc.gov/COVID-19travel to learn more.
Hello, hello. Welcome to Friday night, late night. Cause of Shock Entertainment Reports. And Beth, aka B True. And tonight we are discussing hot topics and the lead story, Unlikely Friendships, which was suggested by co-host Michael Stevens Jr. of Maryland. Please, my apologies for the raspiness of my voice. I have a sore this week, so I must apologize for us not airing on Monday and Wednesday night. Okay, I need to get in the studio, get my own. He is here and he is ready. Big shout out to everyone in Beijing as the Winter Olympics kicked off earlier today. I know they're like 13 hours earlier than us. Those that are dealing with crazy weather, we had spring weather earlier this week. It is freezing. No ice and snow here like others in the deep south. And I'm sure Michael will update us on their weather that's going on in the Maryland area and other things that have been going on. There are a lot of hot topics, but Michael will pretty much lead the conversation because of my voice. Please, you all call us, 516-595-8255 to discuss any of your unlikely friendships. Michael will share with us stories regarding unlikely friendships. I have a couple to share. At least one I will share. But I think many of us, it was weird because I wanted to confirm exactly what he was speaking of, but I want to confirm because I know some listeners would say, well, what exactly is an unlikely friendship? And so a friendship that might surprise you or surprise others that you have another. For examples could be like Martha Stewart and Snoop Dogg. Michael and I might be an unlikely friendship to many of you, but it's not unlikely to us, but it might be to some of you. I know Michael has some. Even Michael's a moderator with the James Franco Project Group. James Franco and I started off as online friends. We still haven't met in person, even though he's done a lot of work here in Mississippi and in Dallas, which is my second home. But he is with many of my friends, but we might be an unlikely friendship. There are unlikely friendships happening that shock people. Like, wow, you two are friends? And then it might be friendships that it might be someone that you might know them or grew up with them and work with them outside of work. You might be the best of friends. I mean, unlikely friendships could be anything. So share with us your stories of unlikely friendship. We already have a caller. Someone would like to discuss the unlikely friendships also. So I'm going to throw it to Michael.
How you doing, Beth?
I'm doing much better with my throat. The Thank you so much for asking. I'm doing good. I'm doing really good. It's like a like Mel Robbins was at 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, the 5 second deal that she does. I kicked into this show and just thinking about the worldwide listeners is just have excited me. I'm very excited about this broadcast. Cold is not a favorite of mine, but it's winter, so that I'm doing good. Just dealing with this cold. We had beautiful spring like weather all week, and it was freezing cold last weekend when my throat became sore when I couldn't find my kitty one late last Friday night. When it was freezing and he was stuck high up in a tree. And but then Sunday through Wednesday, we had like 60-degree weather. And it's wintertime, so, you know, we should expect winter weather. And I know you all have the normal season of winter, but we surprisingly have spurts of spring weather down here during wintertime. And so... so it's like in the teens right now, but we don't have any snow and ice like you've all probably seen in Dallas and Tennessee. And I think even a tornado even hit some places in Alabama. A tornado even hit some places in Alabama. So, the medical marijuana bill passed this week here in Mississippi, so so the medical marijuana bill passed in Mississippi, so those that need marijuana, they can legally obtain their medical marijuana without going to other states like Colorado and whatever. I mean, it's hard because people that need it for medical reasons, they get it, then they're under scrutiny and in trouble because it's not legal here, but now it's legal here. That's happening.
It's
Bowie.
It's a loophole. It's a loophole too. So, you know,
okay. So is it medical marijuana there, or is recreational marijuana legal there? Or
in DC it is, and I know also when I was in Baltimore like a couple of months ago, there was a store full of it, and I don't know, it's really confusing, but I think they can only get you like if you have like a certain amount or something. You know, it's confusing. I mean, I know that it's very confusing.
That's what I was listening to with the Mississippi law, with the Mississippi bill. There's a certain ounce, like 3.5 or something like that. I mean, it's like to the point of ounces that you can get a month. So I'm like, wow, you got to do all that, you know? So you definitely have to watch that. But I'm sure some I don't know how they're going to keep track. Oh, well, I guess they do have a way of keeping track of what the amount people get. But, it's like legally you can get a certain amount. Okay, like blank to the blank. Like, okay. Do you want to talk the hot story that happened?
Yeah.
One story started there in Bowie.
Yeah.
Is it Bowie State?
No, I don't know what happened.
We had the same situation with the bomb threats. We had the bomb threats
here. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I did hear some about black.
I heard something about Bowie University.
Well, what happened was, this is what I saw on Facebook. I saw where there were a bunch of HCBUs that were getting bomb threats I guess, to honor and somebody's cruel way of honoring Black History Month. So I don't know anything about it. That's all I heard about it on Facebook. But other than that, that's all I know. But I will
I know
tell
Bowie,
you.
I know Bowie University.
Yeah. Yeah, that's
you will
not
tell,
far from But I do know of a hot story that has been bothering me this week.
Okay, but let me add to that story about Bowie, because then the story came on the first day of Black History Month, Tougaloo College, Jackson State.
Wow.
Even the community college that I'm a product of Jackson State too, but Tougaloo College is right down the street from me. Like, I can walk to Tougaloo College. And this the community college that I graduated from, Hines Community College, and it's not even an HBC. It's not even a black college. Well, it's predominantly black now, but when I went there, it wasn't. But they had bomb threats. But you know what? They investigated, and they found out where the threats were coming from, and the threats were not coming from some racist group. The threats came from some tech tech savvy teenagers. Teenagers, little kids that are really good at computers. Some little kids. So we have a problem with violence on the streets with kids with guns. And we have a problem too with the geniuses out there that can hack systems. So some little kids decided that, it would be fun for us to bomb threat black colleges and universities. Little kids. So they need to teach them a lesson too. They should sentence them to learning black history. I don't even know their races. But regardless, they need to be sentenced to visit the colleges and universities that they threaten, and also study black history.
Yeah.
They thought that was so funny. This group's probably even mad at them for that. Like, that's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now, yes. So, what has gotten under your skin?
Well, as you all probably know, Whoopi Goldberg was suspended from The View for saying that the Holocaust was not about race. And you know, I think that they were a little bit over the top and, you know, suspending her for 2 weeks, you know. And, you know, yes, she shouldn't have said it. But, you know, I think when it comes to the Holocaust, there are a lot of people who are not, I don't want to say ignorant, you know, because, you know, when she said it, I thought it was true that, you know, the Holocaust was about race. I just know that Hitler hated Jews. I know that. But see, the thing is, I learned that you know, Europeans see race differently than we do in America. So I think it was a teaching moment. But what really set me off is what the two personalities at Fox News, Candace Owens and Meghan McCain, who used to be on The View, and you know, because I moderate for The View page or whatnot. And so the thing is that you have people
You need to invite me. You need to invite me, because I love The View. Yeah. I love Live with Kelly and Ryan. Oh my God! And I love The View. I think you and I can see ourselves as guest co-hosts on both shows. And I'm loving Dr. Oz's daughter and her friend's new show, Dish. Oh my God, Dish. Oh my God, it's so good. Yes.
Please
invite me to your page.
I will. So, and the thing is that you have people like what's her face, Meghan McCain, who is basically angry she left the show, you know, because I don't think that she wanted to leave the show, but it was found out that Meghan had a bad attitude, and Meghan was causing all this drama at The View. And, it got to the point where Ana Navarro had said that I didn't want to work with this woman Joy had even said it. I think mm-hmm. Whoopi had even said it as well, that she was toxic. And, you know, I don't have a problem with a conservative point of view, but it's just that the attitude,
right.
that's what bothers me. That's what really bothers me. But in the case of Candace Owens, we know Candace Owens, she's very nasty. She always has something unkind to say. She had the nerve to go on Fox News and say that Whoopi Goldberg being suspended from, The View is poetic justice. You know it's poetic justice, the fact that she didn't get the fact to promote her book on The View, because it was found out that around fall of 2020, Candace Owens wanted a guest spot on The View to promote her book, but they denied her. And Candace Owens, where mm-hmm. Candace Owens goes, there's a lot of drama. There's a lot of drama. There's a lot of hurtfulness, controversy. And they had said that she had wanted to join The View, but they just said, and she doesn't believe in vax, getting vax. So they're not going to let her in the ABC studios. I know that for a fact. But it's just that it gets me
and they're very strict about that, because the host talked about it the other day. He said the only time they don't wear their mask are when they are sitting at the table. They have everything around the table with them. Oh, no.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And so the thing is that, you know, a lot of people on Fox News hate The View. And, you know, it's just like, I just wish that there could be some nice Republicans that could come forth. But, you know, maybe that does not exist in the world of politics.
Well, I'm a cool Republican. I'm a cool Republican. But I think really we as Americans, we need to look at things as a bipartisan way. We are human. We are Americans.
Mm-hmm.
And those that are here that are working on becoming Americans, and our worldwide friends who are listening now, you know, we should come together. We're human first. We're Americans first. It's not about the which part we belong to. It's about what we can do to make this a better country and also a better world. So I don't know why people are so like, it's the Republican way or no way, or it's the Democratic way or no way. It's about us coming together and righting the wrongs and doing what we need to do to make this a better place. It's pointing the finger at each other is not getting us anywhere but stagnating us.
Yeah. And that's one hot topic that really got me angry this week, but yet people like Joe Rogan gets to
because you know what I found out from you, you just kept it simple too, that she had gotten suspended, and then I seen it on I received all the emails. You know, I get a lot of exclusive news. But you were mm-hmm. the first one to break that story to me. My God.
Yeah, and so, you know, it's a shame that people like Joe Rogan get to spit crazy conspiracy theories on his
Spotify.
Yeah, so, you know, I think it just says a lot about what's going on in this country with a certain veneer, and that's all I'm going to say. But,
speaking of The View, speaking of that subject matter, and speaking of The View, Joy made a good point, too. Not only the older musicians like Neil Young and Joni Mitchell standing up mm-hmm. and speaking, she said she would like to see younger artists stand up and boycott and do similar things that they are doing, you know, mm-hmm. with their music. Uh-huh, because Spotify, you know. But Joe Rogan, wow. I'm glad he spoke out the other day with his video, but he didn't know better. I have mm-hmm. another podcast on Springer, but it's on hiatus. And my podcast goes to Spotify. I will get this this one on Spotify too. But you're right. We are responsible. We have freedom of speech on this podcast here at Blog Talk Radio, but podcasters, oh, those of us that blog, those of us that moderate groups, we have freedom of speech, right? But we should be mindful of what we put out in the universe.
Yeah, that's true.
Even if
that's
we're allowed, even when allowing other people to, I mean, people can call in and talk all about things that they want to, but, you know, it's important to be mindful. And it's important to let, and respectful. And, but just, I think he even, I even have seen like segments of him saying, well, if you're young and strong, you don't need to get vaxxed. You and I both know people and have seen people young and strong that get sick. At the beginning, when our NBA athletes and NFL athletes were getting hit with the COVID, I was like, wait a second. He's strong and healthy. You know, so that right there is even, and I'm like, it's hard not to be judgmental, but to say things like that when we see strong and healthy people all ages getting sick and dying from this COVID, how can you put stuff like that out in the universe, mm-hmm. saying, well, you shouldn't have to get the vax? You know, just because, I mean, he might not be vaxxed and he's middle-aged and strong, but he might not have the vax, but, you know, it's important to get the vax. They say the vax will work. But I'm this is America, so, and then around the world, people are anti-vaxxers. So no one's taking, I'm just trying to, he have 11 million viewers and subscribers. And have all kinds of big contracts.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to start doing after, I guess to, I don't know. Sound like he need more education too. All of us need to be educated.
Does.
I guess those of us that are for the vax, I guess we need to maybe be educated on more on the side effects of being vaxxed. But one thing we do know that if you have the vax, that it will help you stay out the hospital or help you live. Yes, we have seen loved ones pass away that have all three, but we see the numbers. I mean, here in Mississippi, I know we've probably lost maybe over 10 pregnant mothers. All the mothers that we have lost to COVID that, well, I won't say pregnant mothers, but mothers that gave birth to their children that weren't vaxxed. All of them weren't vaxxed. None of them had the vaccination shot. Mothers that had the vaccination shot, they're pretty good. But it's just ironically, ones that have never received the vax, more than 10 mothers. I don't know the correct number. Like a few months ago, it was 10. Mothers passed away. Poor babies had to go home without their moms. Their moms were not vaxxed. So it's just something, you know, Terry's got his vax. Terry's finally vaxxed now. He received his first shot last Saturday, so he's vaxxed now. You know, we're not telling people what to do. Here in this state, many of our political leaders, our attorney general, she's like, people should have the right to choose. That Biden and the government should force our citizens to do anything that do anything. So many of our governmental leaders are, you know, like, let the people decide on their own.
Yeah, and,
but
and you know,
we're not. But,
and the last thing I want to say about this, and then we're going to get to the topic, but. It's just a shame that you have people like Governor Abbott, you know, in Texas, and you have people like DeSantis going around, you know, giving out, you know, refusing to allow, I don't know, just refusing mask mandates, and it doesn't help, you know, and it's just, it just gets me a certain kind of angry, but I'm ready to go into the topic of the night because I have an exciting story.
Okay. Yes, because our governor, like, we were under mask mandates, and I'm just going to say that, then we'll go to that. Governor Reeves, he handles it pretty good. Only Jackson is under the mask mandate. That's the capital city. The Vicksburg, which is a popular tourism city, historical, a lot of casinos, their mayor Flags, he mandates the mask. But our mayor have never relaxed from us wearing masks. And number one, this is the capital city. Many people come here. This is a college town. We have hospitals everywhere. UMC and Baptist, you see them on national news. They're like a couple of the best hospitals in the country. So it would be scary if it wasn't mandated here. Is it mandated in Bowie?
No, it's not. It was, but wait a minute. I can take that back because I work in a different county. But here's the thing: said in PG because I live in PG County, but they did say that there was a mask mandate in PG County, and I don't know. I just think that a lot of places should have it. So you know, that's all I feel about it.
Right.
So.
But it sounds like you're mindful. You make sure it sounds like you wear your mask. Right. And so like they say, people have the right to choose. So, but you're right. People like we talk, you have a friend living in Clinton, like Clinton, they're not mandated.
Mm-hmm.
Like
the
surrounding cities, cities that are like right next door, our twin cities, they're not mandated. And counties and all, they're not mandated. But we are, but the others, the state is a open state. Yeah. We Governor Reeves and Governor Abbott, they open up, Texas opened up and then Mississippi opened right after Texas.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
When our executive orders end a couple months ago, the governor didn't renew them, but here in the city of Jackson, our mayor Lumumba, he never have stopped our mandate since 2020, and he shuts the city down. He even had COVID a couple of weeks ago, but he shuts the city down in a second because there are so many outbreaks happening here too with the mask mandate. So if we didn't have a mask mandate, it would be scary.
Yeah, he's actually smart, unlike some other governors. But I want to talk about the unlikely friendships now. So, that topic's really getting me angry, and it's just like what's going on in the world's getting.
Uh-huh.
So I'm going to.
We
talk
had
about
a caller
unlikely.
At the beginning of the show. We had a caller right when the show started. So hopefully they'll call back.
So I want to talk about my unlikely friendship. So my unlikely friendship was with this young man named Connor. And I met Connor back in April of 2017. And let me tell you something. I was at a bonfire in Howard County. And because it was a mutual friend that we had, and some of the houses in like Howard County, particularly Fulton, I think this Fulton, Maryland, or Clarksville kind of, they have, I don't know, if it's like where you're at, where there are big homes. And they have like a lot of land, you know?
And it's
particularly
expensive. You know down here in Mississippi. Yeah.
And so I was over at a bonfire at somebody's house and he was there. And when I met Connor, he was such a smart ass. He was such a smart ass. You know, he just was really sarcastic. One day he said something to me that just really that just got me. It just crossed me the wrong way. So I found out we went to college together and he would speak to me sometimes and I would ignore him. I would just ignore him for like a whole year. I ignored him. So let's go to December of 2017. I saw him because we went to church together. And I saw him, and something inside my head told me to give him a hug. And it was like a couple of days before Christmas. It was like December 20th. I gave him a hug, and he hugged me back and everything. And so as the next semester in school arrived, he would come over and speak to me and everything. And, you know, and I have to admit, it felt so funny because I always thought of him as a jerk. And so I apologized to him for how I was being rude to him. And he was just like saying, you know, it's okay because we both have different personalities and everything. So let's cut to October of 2018 when we were at a Halloween party. He was dressed as the baby from the Rugrats. I forget the name of the baby. And let me tell you what he had on. He had on a turquoise shirt, his glasses, and a diaper. So let me tell you what happened. So I couldn't stop staring at his thighs. I could not stop staring at his thighs, and I was like, dang. I was like, Connor. I'm like, Connor kind of attractive and everything. And, you know, like, I was like, wow, my viewpoint of him changed and everything. But, you know, I got to know Connor a little bit more better, and he kind of figured out that I was kind of attracted to him because I kept asking him about his thighs, you know, every time. And because he's really good friends with my friend Ellie.
Or you have a diaper fetish.
No, I don't.
I'm just joking.
So he's good friends with my friend Elliot. And, you know, I like him and Elliot being friends because Connor's a little bit – Connor's good. He's really good to get along with and everything. But there's some portions of his personalities where it's really hard to get along with him because he has a crass attitude and, you know, he says what he thinks. And come to find out, he has been through some traumatic stuff and everything in his life and everything. And he wants to be a therapist. He wants to be a therapist. And I think he went to school for to be a therapist or something. And
Terry has a personality similar to that. I think in a way he and I might be unlikely. Some people that love us together, but I think also we're an unlikely couple.
and you know, just going back to 2017, let me tell you something. It was at the college that we went to, and this is why I didn't like Connor. Because we used to work for the same Christian summer camp that shall remain nameless. So, and they treated me horribly there.
Oh, no.
They did.
That's a Christian camp. Oh, my God.
Yeah, but that don't stop them.
That's a whole nother story. Yeah, that's a whole nother story. You're right.
Yeah.
Oh,
and,
my God.
So... apparently, Connor did really good at this Christian day camp, and he told me how a kid said they looked up to him and he listens to him and everything. So I could see that it helped him to reach his goals, you know, career-wise. And when I told him I had a bad experience with Camp Sunshine, he didn't want to hear nothing about it. And I think that's the one thing that really got me mad about him because I viewed him as a jerk because with the way I was treated at that summer camp, everybody, it was like a cult. It was like everybody was nasty. But let me tell you something. When you call them out on their nasty, oh, you're being judgmental. Or you're being a drama queen.
Right,
you know, just really mean. And, you know, one day I did I did see a camp counselor cry at that particular camp. But Connor didn't want to hear anything bad about it because that's where he got his calling from. you know, from a kid, you know, his, that's where he got his calling from, working at the camp as a mini or unofficial counselor. But I tell you, my viewpoint of Connor changed when I got to know him. You know, especially when I saw him at that Halloween party. Oh my God, his thighs look really good, really good. And so they did. Oh my goodness. And I know you can probably see it because you intuitive like that. And you know.
Yeah, I can. That's why I tease you about the diaper fetish. Because if it wasn't for the diapers, you wouldn't have seen them thighs. I can see a vision of how those diapers, how the diapers in his thighs look.
So I really respected Connor, you know, from that time on. We did speak and everything. But the one thing that really touches me, and I might get a little bit emotional about this, but my friend Elliot. My friend Elliot, he's gay and everything. And you know, they've been friends since they were like in seventh grade or something or whatever. And I tell you, it really touches me how Connor and Elliot are friends like that. They have actually went on picnics together, you know, at the local park and everything. And, you know, and I said to Elliot, you know, I cannot believe at one time I hated Connor. I cannot believe at one time I did not like Connor. But, and I think maybe the strong dislike was an indication that I liked Connor, you know. But, you know, some people, it takes a lot longer to get them to open up because, like I said, he may have had, you know, some family problems or whatever along the way.
We don't know what people are going through.
Yeah, and you know, also, you know, I think he covers that up. And it's a cover-up. That the whole smart mouth, you know, tough guy act is a cover-up, you know. And I think it could be anxiety, you know, it could be anxiety. And, you know, I really do look forward to getting to know Connor in the future because he really is a good kid. I mean, not a good kid, but he is a good young man. And, you know, some people, you know, you have to, it takes patience. It takes really patience. You know, some people are rough around the edges.
Right.
It's almost like that equation when you see inner city youth, you know. You know how, like, inner-city youth are just, they all have something unique to bring to the table and to the world, but some of these people, people were abused by parents, some people have had alcoholic parents, or, you know, just, it just caused them to be anxious, and I'm so glad that I developed a friendship with Connor, not just because of the size, but, you know, he actually is really cool,
right.
You know, and he's cool. Yeah, and he actually said that, you know, sometimes when it makes relationships interesting for him when he disagrees with the other person. And I'm like, now that I think about it, that is kind of true. So, you know, I never thought I would see the day where I say that I love Connor with all my heart as a friend. And, you know, he's a good person to know, and I just can't wait to see how he has grown, how he is going to grow. Right now, I think he's about, let me see, he was born 1998, so he is about 24 years old. And I took a picture with him on Facebook, and, you know, a few people have liked it and such, but Connor, that's my man. That's my man. I really cannot believe. I mean, if you told me back in April of 2017 that he and I were going to be friends and I would care for him, I would have slapped somebody in the face. But it's really amazing, and those type of friendships kind of inspire me. But the one thing I can definitely say I don't like is that when it takes too long to get to know people, or when you have to work extra hard, you know. But with Connor, you know, I can understand why he could be the way he is. Connor, I really respect Connor, and I just wish him nothing but the best. I think he's going to school to be a therapist, so, yeah.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. we all deal with some dysfunction somewhere, even those that think we the perfect life. Did we deal with some type of dysfunctional friendship or relationship with our family or something? Or, you know, even some jobs are dysfunctional. You know, you have the dysfunctional work family, but you love each other. So that's amazing that he was studying to become a therapist also. And that is an amazing story regarding an unlikely friendship, because it probably surprises him also. Thank God you were in the holiday spirit after a year of ignoring him and gave him a hug.
Yeah, and you know, I got one story about him too. One more story about him, and this kind of warmed my heart for last year. So, you know, everybody started getting back together like semi-normal, like a week before my birthday, which was like March 13th. That's a week before my birthday, and you know, everything started opening up in early 2021. And we were in Fulton. We were in Fulton, Maryland, and me and my friend Elliot met Connor there. And Connor had expressed to me that he had COVID. He had COVID because his stepfather had COVID. Because he said when he said that he knew he had it because when his stepfather sneezed or coughed or something. And he said that he couldn't taste anything. And I was like, wow, I was really interested to hear it. Because him and
that's why with my sore throat, I've been paying attention if I could taste with my little sore throat. But I can taste and everything else is all good. So, you know.
Yeah.
Any little thing now you have to suspect, like, oh, my God, I hope it's not COVID. But, you know, my nephew in High Point, North Carolina, he shared that he had COVID last week and had no symptoms, you know, and so had no cold symptom, no nothing. So you was trying to find out him about the symptoms that he and his stepdad.
Yeah, he just said that he couldn't taste anything, and he said all he ate was like celery and something else, celery and water, something that I think to that extent. And it was really interesting hearing his stories about that and how he had to quarantine. And, you know, he was telling me how the church that we used to go to, because I don't go to that church not as much anymore. He used to work and be a receptionist for the church and everything. Sometimes me and Elliot used to come in and talk to him and everything. And let me tell you, when he found out that I found his thighs attractive, he said to me, he was like, you know, Michael, I don't wear shorts. He was like, he says, very rarely I wear shorts. You know, sometimes I might go drag or something because, you know, he can dress up. He's like spontaneous. And so one day he said maybe, you know, my thighs is something that you and Elliot should talk about. And then from that instant, he meant he knew. So he let me know in his own weird way that he knew why I was asking so much about his thighs. So that was a funny and awkward you know, moment with Connor. So, but yeah, Connor's a good guy. I love him, man.
And that's his real name.
Yeah, that's his real name.
Right. So that is amazing. And he probably feel the same way. It would have been good if he would call in. We have a caller also. I guess someone would like to share their unlikely friendship or talk about other hot topics. So let me put them on. Yeah. Hello there. Hi, welcome to Cut the Shock Entertainment Reports. I am Beth, and co-host Michael is on.
Yes, ma'am. How are you doing?
Is that Josh?
We're doing good. Glad you can join us. How are you?
I'm doing well.
How are you? Okay, what's your name?
Yes. Did he just say my name? Because that's actually perfect.
It's Josh. It's Josh.
I recognize the number. So we're glad you can join us tonight.
Is that Michael, too? God bless you, my friend.
Yes.
God bless.
Yes, we're talking about unlikely friendships. We're talking about unlikely friendships. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing wonderful. I had a funny story.
So, Josh,
okay, what's up,
what,
buddy?
Okay, great.
What did you think about?
So you,
what
you,
did you think about?
So you did call.
What did you think about?
You did call at the beginning of the show, right?
Yes, ma'am. Yeah, no, I had to hang up because I got a work call.
Oh, okay. So, Josh, what did you think about my story about Connor? What did you think about that?
What more can I say about it?
What more can you say about it?
No, what, really, what? No. We had this conversation.
But,
you said he's straight.
You're funny.
But Josh, we would love the listeners. We and the listeners would love to hear your story. What is your story about?
It was actually a really funny story. I came up with this girl. Through elementary, middle school. Michael, I hear him giggling.
I'm not laughing.
I'm just messing with
and
you, buddy.
And I'm smiling because I can't wait. I am smiling. I cannot wait to hear it.
No, I came up with this girl, Courtney, through elementary, middle school, and we ended up dating in high school. And turns out that she was a cat lady. And I'm actually very allergic to cats. I don't know if you guys have ever had hives in your life. I wouldn't recommend it. But yeah, so I'm a dog person.
I'm an animal person. I'm a dog person, and I love cats. I have my cat Sylvester right here.
I don't understand. Yeah, I know.
He would like to be outside with his cat friends. But I hear that allergies, when you're allergic to cats, I hear it's horrible.
Let me tell you what happens. Your eyes puff up. You acquire substantial amounts of snot in your nose. You turn a different color, and you have hives. And you also start coughing up weird colored stuff. So, again, wouldn't recommend it.
Oh, no. Right.
Yeah, wouldn't recommend it. Yeah, no, we ended up getting together, and it didn't work out. But no, it was actually really fun to actually hang out with somebody who was a cat lady, knowing full well that I was allergic to cats. And so we're still friends to this day. But yeah, that was an interesting experience.
Wow, so it's a difference in you have, but you had a life-threatening allergy, right? Now my significant other.
I wouldn't call it life threatening.
You wouldn't call it what?
Call it life threatening. I would call it terrible. Avoid it all costs.
Oh my God! I can't imagine. I can't imagine. Oh my God! You have to go to ER when you get that reaction, don't you?
No, that EpiPens were available.
Oh wow! Because my friends that are allergic to cats, they have told me that it is horrible. It is horrible. But it was a nice, unlikely relationship, huh? Wow.
At least she had a good taste in music
and you
movies,
all are
different. So.
Right, exactly. Wow. Wow. My significant other, he hates cats, but. He's getting to accept my cat. Yeah, my cat Sylvester. But like you were saying, being a cat lady, having so many cats, oh my God. Right.
Yeah, no, that was like walking through a minefield.
But oh my goodness. You all probably would have worked out. She still have a lot of cats.
Of course she does.
You all are friends, still friends.
Yes, ma'am. You can't choose who you love, you know.
That is true.
Right.
That is so true. That is so true. So what's been going on in Chicago?
And that's another topic. And that's another topic too to talk about, animal lovers and non-animal lovers when they're in love or when you're dating. You know, compromise or not compromise, or is it worth it when one loves animals and one might be just a dog person and one might be I'm an animal lover, period. But I am mainly a dog person, and I do love cats. The only animal I have is a cat right now. Family members
can I,
have
can I make a
snakes
can I make
and,
a strong suggestion
snakes
make
and
sure,
birds
make sure that it, it I'm gonna make a strong suggestion. If you find somebody, make sure that you're not allergic to their animals. As much as it might be worth it to be with them.
Right. Okay, I think Michael had a question.
So Josh, how are things going in Chicago? You know, anything noteworthy
and,
going on in your neck of the woods?
Yeah, that's my question too. So we had the same question.
I mean, it's Chicago, so if you turn on WGN, you're going to be pretty depressed. I don't know what you're asking.
Oh, really? No, I was just saying, is anything
what
new?
What type of weather, the weather is crazy across the country. What type of weather are you all experiencing?
I have a problem. I have a four-wheel drive Ford Explorer Sport Track, but my tires are bald, so I can't actually drive. It's not worth it. The plows come through all the time, but, yeah, I can't even leave where I'm parked in my alleyway, so.
Wow. Snowed under, in other words. Wow.
You got to have a sense of humor at some point. You know, you live in the Midwest, you're going to experience hot, cold, rain, wind, you know. We don't have volcanoes or earthquakes, but, you know, you're going to experience every season.
Right. That's what I was telling Michael about this week in Mississippi. I mean, we've experienced all seasons this week, and it's been crazy.
Did you guys get snow?
You know what? We have 10-degree weather, but here in Mississippi, in Jackson, Mississippi, we didn't get snow. Dallas, Texas, and above us in Tennessee, yes. Neighboring Alabama even experienced a tornado yesterday. So it's cold. It's in the teens. It was 70 on Wednesday, and right now it's like 15 degrees. It's like 25 degrees and 15, you know, what is it, the wind chill. So we've experienced fall, spring, winter weather this week.
Well, I'm glad you guys are safe.
Yeah.
Cold, maybe, but you're fine.
Well, I'm looking forward to the 50-degree weather next week.
You guys are getting 50. Yeah, it's going to go up to, like, 35, I think, on Tuesday for us. So.
Oh, that's really cold.
Oh, so you're looking forward to...
Looking forward for that heat wave.
So What are your temperatures, Michael?
Well, I think it's about 29 right now, 29 with the wind, and it's been raining. Thank God it didn't snow, but it's just cold, a cold rain.
Oh, okay. You know what? I posted on Facebook early this morning. I almost tagged you. What's the harbor with the Ferris wheel? I seen a beautiful Earth cam of the harbor.
You talking about Navy Pier?
So I seen a beautiful Earth cam of that early this morning, and it was raining. It was so beautiful.
Oh, really? Oh, interesting.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah, so So Bethany, I would like to hear your unlikely friendships.
Well, wow, I have some amazing. Well, I guess, like I said, we can say that James Franco group, whom you are moderator with that group, James and I are unlikely friends because I he sneaked up on me as I was researching him. Like you and I have discussed, I liked his appearance as James Dean. I've always thought he was a fabulous actor, and I liked his work. But those that have been Facebook friends or social media friends with me for a long time might remember, for 4 years, I did a hot, and I should maybe store back this list just for you, Michael. I used to do a hot guys list, a hot 100 guys list. And it would be of guys like regular everyday guys like you and Josh, and celebrities would be, but guys that cared about their communities and hot too, you know, beauty and brains. So I would compile a list of 100 guys. I know I did it for like 4 years, and every once in a while I do it. But I don't do it. I should start back doing it consistently. And I know 1 year, like 2008, my best friend from junior high and high school, she pointed out to me, I never see James Franco on your list. I love James Franco. Why is he not on your list? He's never on your list. And I'm like, I like James Franco. He is a hot guy. I'm like, he just never make it on my list. And so I said, well, I'm going to study and research James and see what's going on, and he should be on the list next time. And so I was blogging. Before I've been a podcaster, I blogged, and I love to write. That's why the show is Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. Since I was a kid, I've loved to write and research. So I said, I'm going to research him. Even though he and I were already, on friends, and, you know, when we're on social media, we talk to our friends. We talk to celebrities too. So he was like an online friend, but I didn't talk to him regularly. So I decided, well, I'm going to research James. So he would vlog a lot. That's when he vlogged like every day. James was one of the first to vlog. I still have my blog on Tumblr. He had a Tumblr blog. So we always, as writers, we were always bumping to each other anyway, not him being an actor. And so he would see me researching and reading his work. And then he just popped out of nowhere, started always talking to me. And then being inquisitive, asking me questions. Like he was a celebrity, like he was studying me. And when I started this podcast in 2011, I invited him to come on. Haven't been on yet, may hopefully soon. He might call in like Josh called in one night. But we became unlikely friends. To the point where we would talk, text message, talk with each other like daily. He unlikely friends, not because he's a celebrity either. This is when he was in school doing films. When we became unlikely friends, he probably was on the set with Julia Roberts, Eat, Love, and Pray. It was during that time when we became unlikely friends. So I guess that could be an example of one of our unlikely friendships, you know. And we have strictly been online friends ever since. And, you know, and he's never said anything. He and I bump heads. I'm a Leo. He's an Aries. And we do bump. We don't talk regularly now since the scandal, since before the scandal. But before I created this, our group, you know, he supported and gave me his blessings. You all see with the group still exists. If he didn't believe in it, he probably would say no. He even was an administrator with me when I created it. But before the scandal, We haven't talked consistently since then. But my late mother even loved hearing from him. But even some members have contacted me recently saying that they thought they've heard from him, but they like to make sure it's not a fake person. But I would like to say that James and I were unlikely friendship, because he shouldn't mind this. I have access to his private number, his private number. He always wanted to be sure that I knew I had him as a friend that I could confide in, and often available when he could. Even when he was doing movies, he would say, it might take me a minute sometimes when I'm on the set, but I get back and in touch, and he would. But he would get upset with me because I seemed like I wasn't being as good a friend. Listen, let me get my thoughts together. Being the kind of friend that he was being to me, to him, on some cases. Not true at all. He see we are still here, supporting him and here for him to be straight up and honest with us and to come back out and do his thing in the art and education and film community, also just be himself, be who he is. And that we're all human. He's just a human being. He's a human being. When we became unlikely friends, he wasn't an A-lister. Became an A-lister. So just an example. I do have friends that when it comes to politics, that some people might think like our mayor. We're friends. I'm friends and big supporter of his dad, who was our mayor too in 2014. I have unlikely friendships with many friends that are Democrats, but because we all have open minds and we're friends. We generally like each other as people, and so I have some amazing unlikely friendships. They might not seem like friendships that some friendships I don't realize they're unlikely until people bring it to my attention. Like, okay, that is an unlikely friendship. Wow, that is an unlikely friendship. And then you're right, there are some friendships that surprise me. Like, I hear from some people, and there are some people that love me and support me that shocks me. Like, wow, I had no idea that you really dig me in that form. And so then, like you mentioned about your friend Connor, about friendships growing. When people know things, then relationships and friendships can grow, and can the process can become more consistent. When people actually know, wait a second, this unlikely friendship can really grow. When people know, they can grow. But some, you know, there are unlikely friendships that I, you know, they catch me off guard. Like, wow, we really work. And you're right. Sometimes it's good when we have commonalities, but it's good when we see things from different perspectives. It's good when we see things from different perspectives. Like I said, some people might think you and I have an unlikely friendship. We come together on a lot, but then we also have our differences. But I think that is perfect. You know, I think it's perfect.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Did we lose Josh as a caller tonight, or is he asleep?
He's alive and well.
He's unusually quiet, I promise. So do you have any final thoughts on this, Josh, or do you have any?
I had an unlikely friendship with one of my good friends that was my former boss when I lived in Texas. I worked at a casino, and one of my one of my friends, well, I became friends with like a lot of the top management, a lot of the big bosses. One of the first people I met was like the lead leader. But one of my friends, he was known as like he scared everybody when he would come through. And he and I became friends at the beginning. I had never seen the side of him that just terrified all managers, all staff. I mean, like you think of your friend Connor and other friends, I just think, oh my God, a hot looking boss, and he's cool like everybody else. But I think we had an unlikely friendship because he would come through, and he was my mentor, and he was one of our top bosses. He was over like guest services of the casino, but we were friends. We would take time out to talk about things. He would ask me about Mississippi, and we both love sports, and he would talk about the Sooners, and I would talk about Mississippi sports, and he being over guest services, and I'm in sales and marketing, and we just looked at things, management styles in a similar way. I wasn't in management, but definitely probably would be a manager now if I was still with the company. But he's not with the company anymore either. He's a boss, a VP of a bank somewhere in the same area. But he was like known as, he scared people. My bosses would come to me like, why is he here? Oh my God, you've gotten us in trouble. I'm like, what are you talking about? Why did, his name's Brandon. Brandon will come on the show soon. I invited him on this past summer. I'm like, why is he here? I'm like, we were just talking. And they were like, they would be like so scared, like when he would come to the area that I worked in, because they would think that they would be in trouble. So I think by he and I being friends from the beginning, like from my first day I started, we became friends. But I didn't know his position at the time when we met, and I didn't know a lot of the people, the bosses that I met. I didn't know who they were. I didn't know their positions or anything, but I befriended many of the top people and on all levels. So I had no idea he was one of the bosses that scared people. And I never saw that side of him. And so I think he and I had an unlikely friendship, because I had no idea I was friends with, he might have been a good boss and attractive and a trainer, but I had no idea he was like one of the bosses that you're supposed to turn your head when he walked down the hallway and not make eye contact with. So I think we had an unlikely friendship, and we still remain friends, and he's a mentor of mine to this day. And he's younger than me. He's like your age, Michael. He's like 40. He's like 40, 41. But, yeah. So that's an unlikely on-the-job friendship, and we're still friends. Yeah.
Well, that's good. That sounds nice.
And like I said, I think even my relationship, Terry and I, we are unlikely. Yep, we're an unlikely couple.
Yeah, I mean, it's been amazing.
It's been amazing, and it's also my longest relationship too.
Oh, that's nice. I can't get over Snoop and Martha being friends, you know, still.
Right. I love Snoop and Martha, and they are like the bestest of friends. They are generally friends.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know why Snoop and Martha are perfect?
Why?
Why, Doc?
They both enjoy an avocado spread. I'm just saying. I can have a... Oh, man.
Right.
Now, that's one of the best combinations I've ever seen.
Right, I love them.
Yeah, no, that was definitely
you
well put
what?
Together. I'm I'm happy they're friendly.
Obama and Biden, Vice President and Vice President. That's an unlikely. That was an unlikely friendship. You know, that was an unlikely friendship.
You got to have a sense of humor about that one.
Right.
Oh, I can't get you in my phone. I take it you're not a fan, Josh, are you?
Of what?
You know, of Obama and Biden.
No, I'm from the city that Obama's from, and I know what Biden thinks.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, that was an unlikely coupling.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, because it seems like they're still friends today. I believe they generally are friends. They weren't just president and vice president; that they are friends, and that's an unlikely friendship to me. Just because they're part of the same party, don't mean that they need to be friends. And I think that's an unlikely friendship.
Yes, ma'am.
Uh huh. But oh yeah, you are from and you're from Reagan and Clinton, Hillary from the Chicago area, and
no. She's not. What, Naperville?
Okay.
No,
you,
I'm sorry. Go on.
You heard of Rockford?
I'm north of Chicago, up in Evanston.
Oh, okay. Okay. What else is on your mind, Josh?
Oh, nothing. No, I was just calling in to see what you guys were talking about.
Okay.
Oh, that's nice of
what
you.
Do you think about if y'all want to talk a little politics? Are you all
well,
thoughts
well,
regarding
well,
the ISIS?
Well, before,
what are your thoughts
before,
regarding? What are your
Before you go into that, I did go to yoga tonight with my friend Josh at his acoustic
good.
Movement.
I have.
Yeah.
I wish you had. Did you take any pictures?
No, I did. You know, I took a picture on my. I just took a picture of the cross, the little peace sign on at the studio on my story, and you know, he was really jamming. He was. I tell you, I wish I could have recorded it for you, Bethany. Next time I go, I will definitely record it for you because I did tell him that.
At least.
I did mention your name.
You
I did
tell him
that. I told him about that I mentioned his business on this podcast. He's like, oh, thank you so much and everything. And I'm currently on week one of his little exercising program. So, you know, ever since I started, you know, exercising, I felt really weird. Like maybe it's just me getting back into exercising again, but I just feel strange and it's not good or bad. Maybe it's a transformation, but I tell you, I feel different, you know.
Well, invite him on the show because it's important.
Yeah.
We're going to talk more about, January we've talked about different things. And definitely we would love for him to come on the show and talk about the importance of exercise.
Yeah.
And also
yeah.
promote his business.
Yeah.
And,
you know,
talk
he,
about your experience.
Yeah, he would like that. And so I'm gonna take this chance again to say if we have any listeners in the DMV, the DMV or the you know greater DC area or Baltimore area, every first Friday night at Prana Yoga Studio, there is a acoustic movement yoga class that. We would love for you to come. We would love for you to come. They're both of their names are Josh's, and it's $20 just to participate, you know? So we would love to have people there.
Yes, because I tell him that I'm waiting for the online training.
Yeah, I told him that. He laughed.
Looking forward
he laughed.
To it.
Yeah, he laughed. So.
Seriously. Yeah, I'll tell him, don't laugh about it, be about it, baby.
I will tell him when I see him again.
So how are you feeling now since you experienced it tonight?
Well, I feel pretty brand new, but you know, we were in this little room, and the room is hot, extremely hot, you know, when you do the yoga. I don't know if it's hot yoga, but I tell you, it was hot. I was sweating. And it's what do you call it? And it's February, and I'm sweating. So, yeah.
Well, that's good. So, Josh, what are your plans this weekend? Well, you're snowed under. So, what are your plans anyway? Inside.
I'm probably gonna shovel some snow. And, no, I don't really have any plans beyond that.
Do you do fun things when you? Do you plow snow for your neighbors too? Are you one of those friendly neighbors?
If I had some kind of machine I could spend $500 on, yeah, I would absolutely take care of my neighbors. But unfortunately,
you seem like that type of person that you were. So hopefully somebody listening, hopefully you'll be surprised one day with a $500. Wouldn't that be something if you went outside one morning and there's the equipment that you have where you can also not only take care of your needs but your neighbors too?
I love watching
those stories. There have been some amazing people during these storms that have done like the most amazing things for their neighbors in these blizzards.
Some
of the stories when people.
Have you seen the East Idaho News with the Secret Santa? Like some random guy will donate like $1 million, and the news crews will go around East Idaho.
Yes, I love it.
Oh my, yeah, dude.
Yes,
yeah.
I love
That's humanity right there.
Right. I love it.
They give people cars and money and, you know, opportunities to do stuff they wouldn't be able to do without it. Yeah, oh, I appreciate that very much.
Right. They might. That we would love it if you all are listening to us. Yeah, I would do more if they would surprise me. They should surprise you with the equipment you need for your snow. I would like to be surprised to do more for the homeless people. Make sure they're warm on these cold nights and have like their a really like a lounge like place that they can have like a temporary. Set up where they can have access to computers, be warm in the wintertime, cool in the summer. Yeah. What would you like to do if Secret Santa surprised you, Michael?
Oh, I don't know. I really don't know because my tastes is so random. But, you know, I don't know. I really don't know. But I did want to say something, Bethany. So I was hanging out with my friend Elliot today, and we watched the third season. I don't know if you're into Netflix, but we were watching the third season of Sex Education. That show is so hilarious. It is so hilarious.
I have never seen it.
Look at that. You will be laughing.
I have heard of it, but I have never seen an episode of it. And you're on the third season, so it must be good.
Yeah. So I would suggest that you start from the first season to the third season. You will be in, that you are in for a ride. That's all I can say.
So, listeners, as we talk about TV shows, what about any movies? I haven't been to the movies. Have you seen Spider-Man?
No, I have not.
Okay. Josh, you have any favorite shows or games or books or anything that you would like to recommend?
Yeah. I mean, when it comes to shows, I like stuff that kind of makes you think, like whodunit. You know, like Ozark and SG-1. Yeah, I know. I'm sorry. My favorite movies are types of movies like Starship Troopers.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I don't really know after that. I mean, I watch horror movies all the time. I watch adventure movies all the time. It's really hard to pick a favorite of any genre because everything is always moving
yes.
so quickly. And they keep coming out with new stuff all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Right. With it being Valentine's Day month, not only Black History, so happy Black History Month to everyone, and happy Chinese New Year to those that are celebrating also. But with it being Valentine's Day, and we're talking about that, the next broadcast is Sunday at 3 p.m. You romantics, what are some of your thoughts regarding Valentine's Day?
I don't have one.
John, any thoughts on Valentine's Day? I've
so
always loved Valentine's Day since I was a kid. Right, and that's something
is
that we'll talk
I
about,
I looked
too,
into the history
because,
of it. That's my problem.
The history of Valentine's Day, look, the history of Valentine's, you're right. I have always loved Valentine's Day, but then the more I look and research and study the history, it didn't start, it's not a very romantic holiday. The history is
no,
not very
not
loving.
No, it's not romantic at all. the history of Valentine's Day is a young boy who's like 14 trying to marry like a 9-year-old girl. And it wasn't going to be sanctioned by the church because they were so young. But Valentine came out, and he married them against the church's will. And he sent the image of the heart that we have today, because that was a depiction of boobs and butt simultaneously. And, yeah, now we have Valentine's Day. Isn't that adorable? Everyone spend a bunch of money.
But I love to discuss the history of different holidays during that time of celebration. So definitely we're going to go into the history of Valentine's Day. But I've always loved Valentine's Day since I was a kid. You know, always made sure my classmates and my teachers had their happies. And just, you know, my mother always gave me a gift for Valentine's Day, and
hold on.
And then my crushes and boyfriend.
Can I ask
and my crushes and then I think in junior high school we would get, you know, they would make available where we could buy roses, friendship roses, or red roses or whatever for each other, and you know, just a traditional thing. Even my church
yes,
is having some events this month for Valentine's Day. But what were you saying?
I was going to ask what, because Valentine's Day is its own thing, but the idea of it, like what people, the only thing you're ever going to have is your perception of something. So what are you talking about, your
right.
perception of Valentine's Day? It's supposed to be a day for love, right?
And really, that should be every day. Right.
I know, we keep celebrating these holidays like that should be a one-day thing. Yeah, I know it's a crazy dynamic that we're doing here. Yeah, so when it comes to Valentine's Day, that's supposed to be the day that you show the person that you love, the person that you're partnered with, that you love them, you know, candies, chocolates, blah, 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 dinner, whatnot, and their birthday, Christmas, maybe New Year's, it's up to everybody. I'm just saying that's an interesting concept that we came up with, especially given the history of it. But yeah, I know we romanticize
right.
everything in the West.
Right, and turn into big. Not to mention, we turn them into big billion-dollar holidays. Because you know, I'm an Avon lady too, and it happens to be one of our big. Look, and I'm an Avon lady too, so you know the Avon community and Avon ladies and guys all around the world are excited because it happens to be one of the biggest holidays too, like Christmas and Halloween. You're right. We have an amazing dynamic because look at the $1 billion that these holidays generate. Also, Valentine's Day is generating so much money, you know, so much money. You go in stores.
Yeah.
I mean, it's right after Christmas, before Christmas, the stores already have Valentine's Day decorations up.
It's good to have a sense of humor about it, though.
You know, Bethany, I was watching a James Franco movie before we came on. It's called Ken.
Okay. Yes.
Yeah, I was watching that, and James' character was interesting.
Yes, because you and I talked about that movie recently. That is the movie that Zoe Kravitz is in, right? Is that the one?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. So I haven't watched it in its entirety, only seen clips and stuff. So you like it?
Yeah, I liked it. Seeing James do crazy things, I like it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yep, James can do no wrong.
So James, it's time for you to come out of hiatus, make films, get behind the camera, bring your production company back out, help others make films. Time to come on back out.
Well, look, you guys, it was wonderful talking to you guys, and I'm going to get ready to go to bed because I got stuff to do tomorrow. But bless all of you. Thank you for calling in, Josh, and definitely stay in touch. Well, I can call you anyway, so, you know.
Josh, stay on. We have about 10 more minutes. The live streaming is ending right now. Michael, you must have you must know, because the live streaming is ending now, so no more calls can come in now. When the live stream ends, no more calls can come in. So if you try to,
I got a response to that,
like,
Michael. You take care of yourself, brother.
I will call.
He's responding to you, Mike.
Yeah, Josh, I'll call you or something, or you can call me or something like that. So you take it easy.
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh.
All right, brother. Take care of yourself.
And continue to listen to us. Okay, and
right,
listen to us. We have about 10, 15 minutes. Thank you so much. Okay. Yes. So thank you all for tuning in to Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. Michael suggested we talk about unlikely friendships and really enjoyed his stories regarding unlikely friendships. And now it is Josh and I miss Midwest Guy talking about hot topics and what is on our minds for the next 10 minutes.
Out here in the tundra.
In the tundra? Right. I bet it's beautiful where you are.
Yeah, if you like a foot and a half of snow, yeah, this is a beautiful, beautiful sight. I had to shovel it, though, so I have a different opinion. It got heavy because it after it snows, if you don't shovel it immediately, the top layer freezes over because of the cold air, and yeah, you're pretty much just lifting ice sheets. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Ice sheets after that. Yeah, no. I got a workout today. Let me just say that.
Oh. Okay, what did you do? Because I exercise daily, so it was good that Michael shared with us his workout. What did you do? Oh, you're talking about your snow and shoveling the snow was a workout.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah, I picked up heavy crap that was in my driveway and on my sidewalk. Yeah.
Right. So, yeah, I'm not going to say you didn't get a workout.
I feel like my arms got bigger, even though there's no evidence of that at all.
That's what I thought about when you mentioned that, your arms and your back.
Yes, ma'am. That's exactly. Yeah, no, it was. I had an earbud in, and I was listening to a podcast, and I was sitting there like, man, this. I wouldn't wish this on anybody. I was half tempted to hop on like a neighborhood app and like hire some kids to come over and do it for me.
Oh, wow. That's my recommendation. While you and Michael recommend podcasts, I recommend listen more to Blog Talk Radio, listen more to this podcast, Culture Shock Entertainment Report. Suggest topics. Thank you to our worldwide friends that keep in touch and listen. And thank you for your support. Not denying that working on redeveloped podcasts and definitely would love to increase the listenership. The way of increasing listenership is talking about things, you know, real topics. And like, and I put humor in the promo for tonight's show. And it's good that you mentioned that, because I'm thinking as we talk about things, and I like to have a good sense of humor, and you mentioned that tonight, how important it is to have a good sense of humor. It's important to have some humor. You know, as we talk about things, it's still important to have a sense of humor about
life. Hold on. Look at everywhere. Look at everywhere that has had the worst atrocities, right? You're talking about Nazi Germany. You're talking about Stalinist Russia. You're talking about Mao Zedong China. Nobody was laughing. So, yeah, you have to have a sense of humor. That's how they can't win, if people are laughing, because everyone's being serious all the time, trying to take everything seriously. Yeah, laugh. Laugh your butt off. That's how you win.
Right. Laughter is the best medicine. That quote is true. Laughter is the best medicine. Yeah, there is a right time. And, you know, some people are like, well, you know, think so. Some people really, sometimes people really hate it when they see people smiling or see people happy. And we often find out sometimes that people with the biggest smiles are going through the hardest things, too.
Yeah.
Many of us smile and laugh to keep from crying, even though I could be crying and very happy. I'm one of those criers that I cry when I'm happy. I cry when I'm laughing, you know. But so some people smile and like the humor, or they will be crying and in deep depression. That was
Bethany.
So, yeah.
Bethany, while you were laughing and crying at the same time, never let anybody accuse you of being a crazy person.
No, you know when you laugh, like when something is so funny, like Kevin Hart, Gary Owens, George Carlin, Richard Pryor, Eddie Murphy. I mean, those are examples of comedians that will make you literally laugh until you're crying. So that's what I meant. But, yeah, I mean, you know, there are some people that will have you laughing and crying and needing to go rush to the ladies or gentlemen room, like looking for the nearest restroom.
George Carlin,
you know,
was the thing we did not expect.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
You know Dick Gregory?
Yes. I knew him personally, too. He used to come to Mrs. Jackson often, so I knew him personally also, because I met him here in Jackson when he would come for events. He was a community activist, but he was a comedian. But to be someone that spoke up for serious situations, but he always had a sense of humor.
Yeah, he was a gentleman amongst midgets intellectually here. No, I appreciate that guy. No, we don't respect comedians these days. The way, you know, Dave Chappelle just came out. Dave Chappelle is a superhuman when it comes to comedy.
Yeah.
And the way that they treated him, that's embarrassing. For, like, all of humanity, that's embarrassing.
Yeah, very embarrassing.
Mm-hmm.
And Rock and Chris Rock's brother, Tony Rock, Eddie Murphy's brother, who worked with Dave Chappelle, the late
Murphy.
Yeah, he was hilarious. Oh, my God. He and Dave Chappelle, oh, my God. They know they were something.
I'm telling you, Dave Chappelle is probably the greatest jester that anybody, I don't care where you're from, Dave Chappelle is the greatest jester that any society has ever produced. He spoke truth to power, and he was hilarious the entire time. You can't beat Dave Chappelle. I don't care who you are or where you're from.
Right. You don't think Chris, okay, between Dave Chappelle and Chris, wait a second, Dave Chappelle and Kevin Hart. Dave Chappelle and Chris Rock.
Dave Chappelle
is funnier than Chris Rock?
Absolutely.
Wow, I never really about comparing them. That's a good point.
You asked the question before you had your answer. Yeah, no, Dave Chappelle is deaf.
Right, but you know
Chris
what?
Rock,
I never...
Chris Rock is a great comedian.
Wow.
Nobody denies that. But he did not revolutionize it. He didn't revolutionize the game. Dave Chappelle did.
Right.
Yeah. Chris Rock said basically what Eddie Murphy said with a higher pitch.
Right.
And then there was Dave Chappelle.
Right. Because okay, we can compare.
Oh, did I lose you? Hey, Bethany, did I lose you?